Good morning. We're continuing in Hilchos Tzitzis. We're learning Chayyadim Klal Yabez, and we're in Siman Hey. So we left off on Friday discussing a person who wants to make a bracha on one pair of tzitzis and then use the bracha for a second pair of tzitzis as well. Can he do so? So the Chayyadim left off. They said if a person interrupted with a minimal amount of speech, so he's planning to do multiple mitzvahs at one with one bracha, and he's spoken between a short amount of speech, or he walked out, or he put on tefillin in between. So some say that's not considered a hefsek. So a person should not make a bracha misafik. And we compare, gave an analogy to a person being tovel kalim, that the fact that there's a person speaking in between, each kelim that he's being tovel, b'di'evad, he will not make a new bracha. So this is really a machlokes whether you need a new bracha or not. So a person should preferably not be in that situation. He should make sure that he does not speak, but if a person did speak, because it's a machlokes, a person cannot go back and make a bracha misafik. Chayyadim also talks about a case of shina makomo, so we didn't really explain that case. So we know by achila, a person is eating, and the person steps outside, leaves his home. He's mishanah malkum. He goes out of his house, so that requires a new bracha, unless it's certain types of food which create a kavias, or a person is considered they're still in the middle of their kavias, like bread, etc. Sitzes at first glance would not be like the case of bread of a kavias, so there should be a lach of shini malkum. A person will leave the place where he made the bracha to go to a new place. That should be Makai of a new bracha. And there are actually opinions which say that that's true. That so he made a bracha in the first place and he goes to the second place, it requires a new bracha on the new act of putting on tzitzis. Just like a person makes a bracha on food in one place and then goes to another place to eat food, he needs a new bracha. There's a din of Shini Makam. However, the Chayyadim is saying that possibly that's not true. The Lach of Shini Makam applies to Achila, but not to mitzvahs. Since mitzvahs are a chiyuv, and a person is planning to do the chiyuv as a chiyuv, multiple chiyuvim in front of him. Whereas achila, Chazal said that many times a person starts eating somewhere and then leaves, he doesn't really plan. His intent to continue is not really rock solid because he doesn't really have a chiyuv to continue. Whereas so therefore they made a tekana, the shini malkum loses the bracha. And over here, where a person is, if he's putting on another garment, he must, even though it's a new mitzvah, but he has to do the mitzvah. So we're going to assume that the fact that he steps out is not considered an interruption. So a person will not make a bracha misafik. Now the Chayyadim continues and says, "Vim hifsek hefsek gadol." If, however, the interruption was not a small conversation but a long conversation, b'shahoyah beis haknesses rachuk mi beisay, or the traveling from the home to the shul was a big distance. So in either of those scenarios, we have to assume that there's a good chance the person was Mesiach Das. He made the bracha, but he didn't really stay focused on the fact that he's planning to do the mitzvah again at another garment because he's busy traveling and he's busy getting involved in his big interruption. So there, once a person is Mesiach Das, like you pointed out before, then the person would need a new bracha. And obviously this is true if he did not intend when he made the bracha to put on the second pair of tzitzis in the shul. He wasn't thinking about that at all. So tzarech lach shel bracha, he'd have to make a new bracha in that situation. The Chayyadim then finishes off and says, but if it's one going from one room to the next, mahani datu af l'chachilo, if a person puts on tzitzis in one room, planning to put on tzitzis in a different room, another pair of tzitzis, or he puts on the tzitzis and plans to put on talis katan, or vice versa, he makes a bracha on one and then moves to a different room in the same building, so that he does not lose the bracha, even though there are scenarios in birchas and brachas of achila where he would lose that. Chayyadim says when it comes to the mitzvah of tzitzis, so if he plans to make the bracha even though he moved from one room to the other, that is not a problem, and a person can do that. Even a chaskila person would be able to do that, and that is not considered shini mokum, since he had intended to do so. When it comes to achila, so if a person would move from one room to the other, so the Bir Halacha says in Hilchos Achila that you have to be concerned about the shittas which hold that it's considered the bracha does not work like that from one room to the other. So a person should not move lechatchila, but b'diavad he would not make another bracha if he went from one room to the other within the same building. And if a person had intent to move from one room to the other, that would work over there as well. If a person normally moves from one room to the other, that's sort of like this is his house and this is how he eats, he sort of moves from one room to the next, and that's his standards, even if he did not think about it at the time he made the bracha. So Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal is quoted to say that that would have the status as if he had intent to do so, because that's common for him to do it, and therefore he would not need a new. There'd be no problem him doing that lechatchila. That would not be a problem considering shini makom, moving from one room to the next, because he had intent to do so. In virtue of the fact that he commonly would move from one room to the next, that's the standard how he does things. So that would be by achila. Anything over here that by the case of sitzes, it's not a problem also, because you have da'as to go from one room to the next. Have a good day.